Question 34. Social stereotypes are often formed initially from some specific experience or from observations of one or more individuals. These specific impressions become a stereotype when all this information is then generalized to apply to all members of a group, regardless of circumstances. This creates difficulties when circumstances change, but the stereotype does not, or when a stereotype is used as a substitute for gathering accurate information about a person. For example, a friend once reported an experience that his 6-year-old son had at school. The teacher had asked the children to draw a picture of your father relaxing. When the teacher saw the boy drawing a picture of a man chopping wood, she said, "No, I said draw him relaxing." Bursting into tears, the 6-year-old exclaimed, "But my daddy does chop wood to relax." By contrast, his father's work involved sitting at a desk all day. The teacher's stereotype, not the boy's drawing, was the problem. Stereotypes, as mental schemata, can lead us to prejudge others, and all schemata carry this risk of distorting reality.